Some of your letters about yesterday's program in a minute, but first, we made a mistake.
Yesterday, we read a listener comment about director Roman Polanski and attributed that comment to one Mike Vendel of Chicago. Well, Mr. Vendel wrote back to us saying, that wasn't his letter. Not a big deal, he says, but hopefully it was a slight mistake and not a more systematic error.
Well, by way of explanation, this was a human error. Plain and simple, we mixed up the names. The comments actually belonged to Joanne Marbet of Ypsilanti, Michigan, who also alerted us to our error. Ms. Marbet and Mr. Vendel, we apologize, and we thank you for listening and for correcting us.
And now, your letters about yesterday's program. Many of you wrote about our story on Tea Party supporters and their belief that the Obama administration and the Democratic Congress are subverting the Constitution. Well, Peter Lurie of Richmond, Virginia writes, one interviewee proudly proclaimed she does not study this hallowed document, but it's hard to understand why she claims the Obama administration is eviscerating the Constitution when it's not clear that the small copy she keeps in her purse has ever been read, much less understood.
And David Steigerwald of Columbus, Ohio, had this to say, I'm struck by the similarities between the Tea Party's concept of the Constitution and the way fundamentalists treat the Bible. Each is considered a sacred text, handed down from God through a handful of prophets, and treated as immutable and inviolable. And yet, in both cases, the texts are read very selectively. Bits and pieces are plucked out, always without context, to defend a rigid political position. I'd wager the two groups overlap a lot in membership as well as mentality.
Well, keep your comments coming. You can write to us at npr.org. Just click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page.
You're listening to NPR.